Hello, and welcome to the PeopleCert third quarter 2021 results call. My name is Lydia, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, there will be an opportunity for live questions. This can be done by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. You may register at any time. If you require assistance, please press star 0 and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Byron Nicolaides, CEO, founder, and chairman, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Byron, CEO of PeopleCert. Thank you all for being present in this Q3 investors call. You can have access to the presentation. And now we are at slide 3. Today with me here is George, who is our CFO, and we're going to present to you together the Q3 results of PeopleCert. In today's session, we're going to have 4 sections. The first one is the key 9-month highlights that is going to be presented by me. Then we have the financial performance, which is going to be presented by George. Then we have a synergies update, and I will give the update. And then we're going to have the Q&A session as we had in the previous call. Moving on to slide number 4. A few words about PeopleCert. I may be repeating myself. It's the same slide as previously. But because there are some people that just joined first time, I think for this call it's appropriate to go very quickly. PeopleCert is a leading global player in the education technology in EdTech, and we are focusing on the segment of certification of persons. That means that we are doing exams to people, and if they pass, we give them a certificate. After the acquisition of Axelos, we are vertically integrated. We create and own the frameworks, and this changed the subject of the business. Now we are not only a certification provider, but we have become an IP house, an intellectual property house. We manage exams, and of course we deliver the certifications. We are the leader in the IT and project management markets, which are the best practice markets after the acquisition of Axelos. And we have a fast-growing presence in language certification, and in particular, English language certification. We are a flexible, highly profitable, and high cash-generative business model that has rapidly adapted and benefited from COVID-19 changes, because many exams from being paper-based have moved to online proctored and computer-based exams. Last 12 months, September 21, we delivered close to 600,000 exams, and the ownership structure is close to approximately 80% myself and 20% FTV capital that entered the shareholding capital of PeopleCert in order to help with the acquisition. Moving on to slide number 5, the key highlights of the 9 months of 2021. On the revenue side, the revenue performance is quite strong. We are 30% up 9 months versus the 9 months of 20, £37 million versus £43 million. The last 12 months revenue is up 3% versus last 12 months of June, 80 versus 78 million. And if we break it in the 2 business lines, on business and IT, the 9 months 21 is 16% up versus the 9 months of 20. And in languages, we have a very impressive performance. 9 months 21 is 346% up versus 9 months of 20. on the gross profit. Gross profit for 9 months 21 is 92% up versus 9 months of 20. And the gross margin is at 47% versus 32% of the same period. We can attribute to the increase of the gross margin, A, of contribution of higher margin products, languages. Before the acquisitions, we used to pay royalties to Axelos. Languages started good from the beginning of the year and has no royalties attached. And of course, we started paying royalties to Axelos after the end of July when the transaction happened, and this has an immediate reflection of gross margin. And the gross profit for last 12 months is at 73 million versus 73 million, again, more or less the same last 12 months, June 21. On the EBITDA, the adjusted EBITDA, and by adjusted EBITDA we mean excluding the acquisition cost, the one-off transaction cost, for 9 months, we are 117% up versus 9 months of 20, and the EBITDA margin is 27% versus 16. The last 12 months, 21 EBITDA is plus 3% versus last 12 months of 20, and the EBITDA margin still is quite high at 60%. And the high EBITDA is slight attribute to higher revenues and lower cost of sales, and this is in spite of increase that we have in the OPEX, more people. On our net debt and cash position section, our net debt end of September is at £241 million. This excludes the accrued interest, and we had a cash position of 18.8 million. It's worth telling here that until the end of the year, we're going to pay a very significant amount of all transaction costs, and we are paying them Q3 and Q4. This is a number close to £15 million, and that's why you see those numbers remain more or less stable and not increasing. They'll start increasing significantly as of Q1 of 2022. And from commercial perspective, from business and IT exams, performance 9 months to 21 is at 2019 levels. And we expect this to continue. And from languages, as we can see on the numbers, we continue to have a stellar performance. We had won previously the TfL tender, Transport for London tender. All taxi drivers in London, the next 6 years, are going to be certified by us, a 6-year contract. And it started actually October 21. And we're going to see the results as of next year of our financial performance. We had won two tenders, 110,000 exams in Prefecture of Madrid. Our primary school and secondary school students in Madrid, Prefecture, 17 million people, they had to certify it in English language. And we delivered this tender in spite of significant difficulties because of COVID, successfully delivered. We had the three government IT tenders in Greece for upskilling and reskilling on training and certification that we're going to see also the numbers in 22 and slightly in 23. And also something interesting to put over there, financially not a significant impact, but we've been winning tenders with French universities. And one of them is in Polynesia, which we delivered in French Polynesia in French. Important highlight here, yes, all those tenders are important and show the strength of the business, but it's important to state that PeopleCert business is not dependent on tenders. The tenders percentage in our total revenue is something close, all of them close to 5-6%, and may fluctuate 7-8%. Last comment from myself before we close all this section is the business performance is quite good. We feel the business is performing strong. Of course, I'm not allowed to talk about the future, but we have now the COVID, and we had the COVID then as well, and we'll see how it's going to be. But so far, everything looks okay. Next slide, slide number six, please. Here you can see the performance of our bond, which continues to perform quite well, in spite of the turbulence that existed or still exists in the bond markets. We are at 103.25, which is a yield to worst at 4.87%, and the yield to maturity is close to 5.50. And this has been performing above par and well since the first day of trade. Now, we're going to move to the financial performance, to slide number eight, and I'm passing the microphone to George, our CFO, to continue for now. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. I'm George, the CFO. Nice to meet you all. We are on slide number eight. In this slide, in the left-hand side part, we can see the comparison from quarter to quarter. And in the right-hand side, we can see the LTM performance. As we can see, Q3 was a strong quarter with a revenue increase and an EBITDA increase of 13-14%. This was driven from the exam growth. As you can see, the total exam volume grew by 23%, driven mainly by the languages. But the revenue was negatively affected by the drop in the average pricing by 5%. This was mainly due to the strong British pound FX conversion. Since we are selling in five different currencies and we are translating everything in British pound. In the right-hand side of this table, we can see the LTM performance. Again, revenue and EBITDA grew by 3%, driven by an exam volume of 5%, and again, the negative effect of the average price was less, since the average prices were down by 1% between LTM June and September. Moving on to next slide, to slide 9, we can see the PeopleCert revenue growth. In this table, we are including both companies, PeopleCert and Axelos. We are eliminating, of course, the intra-group transactions. And here we don't have any optimization initiatives or one-off effects from the transaction. As we can see, 2021 is growing at a fast pace. We are already 18% up compared to 2020, and this trend is expected to continue in the following quarter. In this slide, we are presenting the revenue breakdown. We are in slide 10. The revenue breakdown represents graphically what we have seen already in the previous tables. Q&Q, we were up 13%, with languages driving the best part of this growth by more than 130%, while IT exams and PPM exams grew but at a slower pace. Moving on to slide 11, we can see the revenue breakdown of PeopleCert for the 9 months of 2021. This picture is pretty much the same, similar to the previous quarter. By product, examination revenue is the majority, while the value-added services are around 19%. Examination revenue by sector, we can see that almost half of our revenue is coming from IT-related exams, while project management exams are at 32% and languages are 16%, but growing fast. By geography, the picture is again the same. 60% of our revenue is coming from Europe and UK together, combined, while the rest of our revenue is coming from the rest of the world, USA and India. And by client, B2B revenue is still the dominant client base, but B2C revenue is at 9% and is growing fast. Moving on to slide 12, we have the exam volume breakdown for the quarter, for the Q3. Total exam volume went up 23%, driven mainly by the growth in languages. This is the graphical representation of the tables we discussed in the previous slides. And then we are moving at slide 13. This is an important slide, since we are presenting the historical evolution of the exam number and the exam prices. It's obvious that the exam numbers are recovering strongly. IELTS exams are more than 20% up compared to the 9 months of 2020, and same growth is obvious on Prince 2. On the other hand, prices are down, as we discussed earlier, mainly due to the FX impact. But still, 9 months 21 prices are at the same levels as they were back in 2018 and 2019. In slide 14, we are discussing the EBITDA and EBIT growth. Actually, it's the same picture we discussed earlier, with a strong Q in EBITDA, and this strong quarter affected the LTM evolution. Moving on to the OPEX analysis, slide 15, we have positive news. As you can see in the bottom part of this slide, Q3 21 was at similar levels with Q3 2020, and this is positive since Q3 2020 was positively affected by the pandemic and the one-off measures that we have taken at this period of time. And next slide, slide 16, we have a visual representation of the CAPEX evolution, Q&Q, in the bottom part of this slide. As you can see, our CAPEX is pretty stable. This is a combined CAPEX of the two entities. And in the pie chart, you can see that the composition of the Q3 CAPEX of 2021, of course, the majority is coming from intangibles, capital expenditure, meaning product development and software development, and the rest is coming from acquisition of ROU assets and some tangible assets. In the next three slides, 17, 18, and 19, you can see the balance sheet, the P&L, and the cash flow statement of the company. Please note the asterisk that we are referring to the PeopleCert Wisdom Limited, which is the entity that will be consolidating the group after the bond issuance. Moreover, we have a detailed press release available in our site, where you can find a detailed explanation of every line item of our financial statements. Moreover, we are available to discuss and explain any questions. This ends my part, and I'm handing over to Byron to discuss the synergies.
Hi again. Now we are at slide 21, and if you were in the previous presentation, you know that the synergies are the optimization, which essentially are the revenue synergies and the cost synergies. On the revenue synergies, out of the five categories and the big ones, the first are in progress. We're working very hard with them, and all of them are going to be starting having full effect, immediate effect, as of February 2022. It has been announced to the market, so that's why you should see on UK market exam adjustment, exam delivery optimization, the mock test, and the content optimization, the start and the completion date is the same, because they go operational on 1st of February. And this is much earlier than we expected and much earlier than the timing that we had set in the bond. The digital batch, although it's a very small number, we are going to delay a little bit because we have some second thoughts. There is a work in progress going on another subject, which is starting as people's subscription model, and the digital badges may be part of the subscription model. That's why we haven't started it yet, and there is a slight delay. However, the expected revenue from there is only £300,000, so it's a very small number. The big numbers are there. On the cost synergies, the first one, rationalization of duplicate functions, which essentially means that some of the people have to be laid off after the transaction. The first tranche is done talking to people. Close to 42 people are going at this stage. And we started the process. Some of the people have already left. The majority are going to be living on the mid-December, I would say. Of course, to be perfectly correct, this is what we say. Those people are under the risk of redundancy, and we expect this process that is under risk of redundancy to be completed the first phase end of year, and we'll see if there's going to be some more during 2022. Again, we are ahead of the schedule, significantly ahead of the schedule here. The shared service cost savings, like above, we're working on this. It's a very hard work, but we expect that this is the separation from Capita, Axos being separate from Capita. Again, everything is done, is going to be done one day, January 1st. We completely separate from Capita, so we're going to have full effect on the cost synergies. And last, the other cost savings have already started, some of them that have been related with Capita, etc. And this is going to be an ongoing effect. Currently, we have the finalization date, everything to be fully functional by 30th of June. Now, there is a probability that this is going to happen earlier, but for now, the date is 30th of June. I think this concludes the presentation part from our side, and George and I are at your disposal to ask, to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. At this time, we're opening for questions. To submit for questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will prompt you for your turn. Again, that is star 1 now for questions. Our first caller is Laura Holmesy of MFS. When you're ready, please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just regarding sort of the transaction-related sort of non-recurring costs, I guess you could call them, during the quarter, excluding those, what or can you give like a magnitude of what they amounted to, or maybe just explain what cash flow generation would have been excluding these one-off transaction costs?
Yes, we have a specific slide 18. You can see that we have other expenses with footnote number one, and the profit and loss account, and the amount is 19.8 million pounds.
Okay, so the total amount there is essentially the one-off.
Yep.
Understood. Okay. And can you give, because obviously we have the LTM adjusted EBITDA figure, on a pro forma basis, should I still include the full amount of synergies, or any of these have kind of partly been realized and are already included in the LTM?
No synergies on LTM.
Okay. So we just include the full amount in order to get to the pro forma?
Yeah. We have a specific footnote stating explicitly. In slide 8, if you can go there, you can see in the footnote that KPIs table do not include any revenue optimization or cost synergies.
Got it. Yeah, I see it now. Thanks for confirming that. That was all I had. Thank you.
You're welcome.
More reminder, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our next caller is Beatrice Monty of Wellington. When you're ready, please proceed.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just two quick ones. Can you comment on the average pricing excluding the FX impact?
The average price is similar to the previous years. We have no change in the average prices. The only impact is the FX.
If I can add here, from the revenue perspective, very roughly, one-third of revenue is euros, one-third of revenue is dollars, one-third of revenue is pounds. Of course, we have also a little bit in Australian dollars and in Japanese yen, maybe 6-7% of those together. So as the U.S., as the pound, Great British pound, strengthens, we have immediate effect on the others. Before the acquisition, Axelos was not taking any hedge on this one. So this is the impact, and we are considering for next year to have some hedging strategies in place. So any effect, either negative or positive, is going to be either limited or non-existent, depending on what type of hedge we're going to take.
Okay, thanks. That's helpful. And the second one will be, are you expecting any other one-off costs for this year?
We are not expecting something significant in Q4. It's about, we are estimating an amount of around 2 or 3 million additional.
Okay, thank you.
Point to raise again here, I mean, before the transaction, there was hard questioning on me. Iron, will you be able to deliver the synergies, revenue and of cost synergies? And I said, I think we will. Our confidence level right now is very high. We will deliver all synergies and maybe more than what we promised during the bond.
All right. We have two more questions. Our next question comes from Gerard Kogan of Palmerston. When you're ready, please go ahead.
Hi, all. Well done on the numbers. Sorry, my question has been answered, I think. The Q4 one-offs, 2-3 million, you were saying. I thought I heard earlier that there was 15 million or something in Q3 or Q4. Maybe I misheard.
No, the 15 million is what was paid already. Byron was discussing the cash flow impact. Here we are discussing P&L.
Ah, okay. So what's the difference?
Because we have not paid the rest, and we're going to pay the rest by the end of the year.
I got it. So the total is just above 20 million pounds, and then the timing of the cash flows is in Q4. That's what you're kind of saying.
Exactly.
Yes, but what you keep in mind is that we manage the cash flow situation is going to be something like this, similar to this one, until the end of the year, until December. And as of December, because there's no, as of January, because there's not going to be any one-off payments anymore, every month you'll see significant increase on our cash position.
Got it. Thank you. Well done.
And our final question comes from Anna Maggie of Pictet Asset Management. When you're ready, please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. Just maybe, can you clarify on the slide 9, revenue increased by 18%, but then on the slide 10, revenue increased by 3%, it's the bottom left chart. Can you please explain what is the difference?
Yes, of course. In slide 9, we are comparing a full year 2020 with LTM September 21. In slide 10, in bottom left, we are comparing LTM June with LTM September. Is it clear?
Yeah, thank you. And how is Brexit affecting you? Because you got a new license for taxi driver's test. You paid by the exams taken. Because as I understand now, there are like a lot of difficulties in maybe hiring taxi drivers due to some visa issues?
Okay, we don't know yet, is the answer, because it's right now the beginning of the contract, and this contract provides approximately what they told us is 55,000 taxi drivers per year. It's too early to judge because it's just starting. I cannot say even started. It's just starting the contract. My personal view is that, I mean, the taxi drivers are going to be needed this or the other way. And there may be some shortfall in the first few months, but it's going to be covered in the following months. I mean, it's a basic need, a taxi driver. We all need taxis. Of course, we'll see. And by the way, this the important from the, sorry to interrupt you, important for the for investors' perspective, the numbers are not such that they're going to have a significant impact on our total picture.
And these taxi drivers are just like taxi drivers under the like public license, or else this includes like Uber and other
everybody excluding black cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
That includes Uber and all the, and everybody, but not the black cars.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, at this time, we have a follow-up question from Beatrice Monti of Wellington. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure I got the numbers correct on the cash impact of the one-offs. You said 15 million already reflect in the cash flow statements, and the 3 million left are going to be reflected in the fourth quarter. And that brings to roughly 19 million total one-off, which you have in the P&L now.
No, let me clarify. The cash flow impact in the first 9 months is 15 million. We have already booked 19.7 million in our P&L. We are going to book another 3 million in Q4. This is P&L. And all of them, the 23 million approximately, are going to be paid by the end of this year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At this time, this concludes our Q&A session. I'll return to your presenters for any concluding remarks.
Well, thank you very much for all being present here. That was our second investor presentation. I hope we did well. And I wish to all of you Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, and see you or listen to you in the next call in the beginning of the year. All our best wishes for you and your family members, and stay safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today's event. You may now disconnect. Hosts, please remain on the line.